Your Prabhupada, my Shiksha Guru. He came to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this very. Not for anything else. As you have heard that Nam Sankirtan is Yuga Dharma, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never come for this. Only Nam Sankirtan. So, you should also know that the mode of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if he is not fulfilling this desire to preach this thing in this world, to give this thing, very thing, then how, by Nagar Sankirtan, how can he can do? So he has not come for this. Hearing this in Mathura, once whole ISKCON became upset. And they told, oh, he is minimizing our Gurudev. I told, all foolish persons. All foolish. I'm glorifying that he has not come to do the job of Mahavishnu to establish Yuga Dharma. What is Nam Sankirtan? Or to do Dharma Pratishtha. He never come only for that. He came for the same reason that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. For the same reason from whom Rup Goswami has appeared in this world. Only for this. And what was that? Oh, we have told. What? To preach Rag Marga. First, a guru can give this. Rup Goswami, very easily, he gave it. Rag Marga. You should know what is rag. How you can know? If there is no high class of association, you should know first what is bhakti. What is uttama bhakti? You should know what is adhama bhakti. Adhama bhakti means? Mishra bhakti. Arop siddha bhakti. Sangha siddha bhakti. Amalgamated bhakti with karma and jnana. We should know all these things. And what is called sadhan? What is called sadhan? We should know. For beginners, Guru make tell, Rupa Goswami tell, very good student. But really, what we are doing, this is not uttama bhakti or madhyama bhakti or shuddha bhakti even. Amalgamated. Bhakti. It comes in the Sreni category of what? Sangha Siddha or especially Arup Siddha. These are not pure bhakti. What is the definition of sadhana? What? You? You should know all. What is sadhan bhakti? Go on.
Amagyan tamandasya giranjana salakaya chakshuran militamena tasmai sri gurave namaha. So sadhan bhakti has been divided into two parts.
No. I want to know the definition.
So Rupa Goswami Pad has given definition. Kriti sadhyat bhavet sadhya bhavasya sadhanabhyan nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatam riddhi sadhyata.
What is the meaning?
Kriti sadhya. So sadhan bhakti means to perform activities with kriti by body, mind and words to develop siddhasya bhavasya, the eternal mood situated in the jiva. So activities to attain the stage of bhav bhakti by body, mind and words, that is called sadhan bhakti.
Yo, Pundarik.
Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadhana vidha नित्ये सिद्धस्य भावस्य प्राकट्यम हृदि साध्यथा. The eternal mood, nitya siddha bhav, is eternally perfected, and there is no need to make any endeavors to get that because it's eternally existing. But for the conditioned soul, how he has to awaken that eternal perfected mood in his heart? Through kriti sadhya, by engaging his body, mind and senses in devotional activities. And when such engagement is tadatmik, means when it becomes one, like when we put an iron rod in fire, and then what happens? After a while, the fire and the iron, they becomes identical, hot, and the iron rod imbibes the quality of fire, and it can also burn anything. So similarly, although these mundane senses, they cannot touch the spiritual substance, the transcendental mood, but when under the guidance of Hari Guru and Vaishnavas, the bona fide Vaishnavas, when we practice bhakti, then by their association, these limbs of bhakti, which are transcendental, they attain tadatma, the oneness with our senses. And then gradually, by focusing these endeavors to attain the particular mood in which one wants to serve Krishna, then this is called sadhana bhakti.
You. बैठो करके बोलो जल्दी बेशी बिना संक्षेपे और मूल तात्पर्य
ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन सवाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
ये शॉर्ट कम नियर मोर नियर आर हियर एंड यू कैन नॉट गेट अप
डोंट फियर कम नियर
ऑलवेज डियर फ्रॉम बिगिनिंग वेयर यू वर व्हाई I will chastise you.
So, Gurudev ordered me to explain about sadhan. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has explained in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Kriti saddha bhavet saddha bhavasa sadhanavidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakattam hridi saddhata. So, we just we have heard from Sripad Aranya Maharaj and Srila Gurudev. We have to fix our goal at first. So what is our goal? And how we can get that goal? We have to know very clearly. In these circumstances, I want to clarify another point. That all jivas are, all living entities are eternal servant of Supreme Personality Godhead Krishna. And all of them, in their constitutional form, some kind of servitor mood inside that living entity's heart. Some living entity, in his constitutional form, want to serve Krishna as a servant. Some are want to serve Krishna like his friend. Some want to serve Krishna like his parents. And some want to serve Krishna like gopis in paramour mood. This already fixed in our constitutional form. So, nitya siddha, that nitya siddha means eternal perfect mood is in our soul. So we have to manifest that. How it is possible? We have to fix our goal. I want to achieve mood. Mood means bhav. What kind of bhav?
Rati.
Bhav means a rati. So, if we do sadhana means do some process, how to achieve that bhava roti? Keeping this goal or keeping this destination in our mind, I must have to attain that goal. That means have to achieve that roti. So, fixing our goal, if we do sadhana, if we do any process, how? Kriti saddha with, by the help of our indriya and Kriti means very carefully. Sometime I do today, a few days gap. No, have to do continuously. and very carefully, then you will be sadhana. If we not fixed our goal that we have to achieve bhav or roti, if we not fixed and we doing Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or in a Sravan Kirtan, then it is not sadhana, it is sadhanabhas, semblance of sadhana. So we have to fix our goal, then we have to achieve the roti, and then under guidance of bona fide Vaishnav and bona fide Gurudev, if we proceed, then it will be complete sadhana, otherwise sadhanabhas or anything else. Hare Krishna.
Very good.
Bancha kalpataru bhasta kripa sandhu bhai racha chaitanam pavanimbhu.
What he has told, you should clear it. Prabhu. Again and I am again telling same thing. Om and something special all are telling.
Om Agnatimananda
Shri. You should hear and try to realize and understand. If you are not understanding, or again you can call, ask questions.
Om Agnatimananda Shri Kanjana Shalakaya Chakshuramitame Tasmai Sri Gurume Namaha.
So you should try to come in sadhan, not in false ego. That what I am doing, oh, it is sufficient.
So here Srila Gurudev and Srila Maharaj and other devotees explaining what is sadhana. One, most important is we have to first fix our goal of what we are trying to achieve with that sadhana.
Very good.
Sadhya, the word sadhya, means the aim at object. Just like if Srila Aranya Maharaj, he many times tells when we go to the train station and tell, oh, we want to get a train ticket, first the conductor will ask, where do you want to go? But if we don't know where we want to go, we may say, oh, just give me some ticket, I'll figure out later where we want to go. So we cannot actually purchase a ticket this way. We have to know where we want to go. So the aim and object of sadhana is that bhav, that mood that we're trying to achieve. And then the process by which this mood can be obtained, which is eternally situated in the soul, is by engaging the external senses, the mind and the body, in the process of bhakti. Even though the material senses and the mind cannot touch that mood, but just like iron, when it is put into fire, it eventually takes on the qualities of the fire, becoming also hot and red and burning like the fire. Eventually, under the guidance of bona fide guru and pure Vaishnavas, it can turn into bhava bhakti.
Yes. Then it is called sadhana. If there is no mood, if there is no object of our sadhana bhakti, that I want to achieve rati, shraddha, first sadhu sangha, anatha nivritti, then nishtha, then ruchi, then asakti, and then we will reach in this stage of rati. So hearing from Vaishnavas, hearing the glorification of this rati, knowing what is rati, rati of gopis towards Krishna, rati of friends to Krishna, rati of father one, Nanda and Yashoda, to Krishna. These are sthayi bhav.
Permanent mode.
In transcendental realm, bhakti realm. So this should be for whom? Beginners. If they have no object and chanting, remembering, hearing, then our result will be like zero. Something like zero. So they should know all these things. And then they should fix a goal that I want to achieve. But this thing, rati, is transcendental. Our tongue, our mind, our senses cannot touch transcendental modes. You know? Never.
But anyhow, in the guidance of Shuddha Gurudev, taking initiation in real sense, not in what?
Formality.
Our diksha is like formality, not in real sense. We were admitted in that diksha school, but we have not completed the course. But we think that, oh, we have passed. We are initiated. So we are in class. We should try to know. And then hearing all these things, a tendency will come. That how I can achieve this transcendental rati? Then, by the order, by the teachings of our Gurudev, Shiksha Guru, Vaishnava, we'll engage this, what?
Senses.
What sense? Material senses. Material ten. Material
ears.
But engaging. And always of practicing our serving Gurudev and falling. We are doing for Rati. Making goal of this. And then if he will engage all these things, then in what process it come? It will come, O Kripa Ram Prabhu, and what name? Pundarik has explained. It will come. That transcendental Rati will come. How? Like in iron or fire, power will come. It comes. And becomes one. Tadatma bhav.
Oneness.
And then Rati comes. Nitya siddhasya bhavasyam prakattam hridishadyata. Oh, our mood. Our this mood. Oh, is in our constitutional form, any of the four, any of the three, especially, either in Vatsalya Rasa or friend Rasa or
Madhur Rasa.
We have that thing. Now, by practice, first by sadhan, by these senses, we'll attain Rati. And when Rati will be achieved, then what will be our goal? Prem will go. And if this goal is there, then it is bhav sadhan, bhav bhakti. And then gradually you can go. Go premanande. Oh, Yasoda Jenny. Harmonium or any, what name?